VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. An Ethiopian Airlines Boeing 737 passenger jet flying from Addis Ababa, Ethiopia to Nairobi, Kenya, crashed 6 minutes after takeoff early Sunday, killing all 157 people on board. The flight carried people from at least 33 countries. It left the airport in Addis Ababa just after 8:30 a.m. local time on Sunday. The plane was just a few months old. The pilot was experienced. It's the same model that took off in October from Jakarta and crashed into the Java Sea a few minutes later, killing all 189 people on board a Lion Air flight. Ethiopian Airlines has issued a new list of crash victims that now includes citizens from many countries, although Kenya and Ethiopia lost the highest number of citizens. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The new list from Ethiopian officials show 35 nationalities among the dead after the plane crashed shortly after takeoff. In all, 157 people were on board. Five Germans were killed and three each from Russia, Austria and Sweden. Spain, Israel, Morocco and Poland each lost two citizens. Countries losing one of their nationals include Belgium, Ireland, Norway, Saudi Arabia, Somalia, Serbia and Nigeria. The stricken plane was carrying people set to attend a major United Nations Environment Conference in Nairobi. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Voting was peaceful and turnout high in Guinea-Bissau Sunday, where voters cast ballots for a new parliament with hopes of ending years of political turmoil. The impoverished West African nation has been racked by numerous coups since declaring independence from Portugal in 1973. Final results are expected later this week. Voters chose from a field of candidates, including the ruling African Party and 20 opposition parties. This is VOA News. Clashes and fierce fighting are being reported in northeastern Syria, where American-backed forces say their final assault on the Islamic State terror group enclave of Baghouz is underway. A spokesman for the Syrian Democratic Forces made the announcement on social media Sunday, writing that the offensive to wipe out the last remnant of the terror group's self-declared caliphate resumed at 6 p.m. Sunday local time. Algeria's President Abdelaziz Bouteflika landed in Algeria Sunday as protests were going on against his campaign for a fifth term as president. He's 82 years old. He's been in Geneva for 2 weeks, receiving what his office called routine medical care, but many have speculated that the health of the longtime president is far more serious. He's rarely been seen in public since suffering a stroke in 2013. He's ruled the North African country since 1999. The White House said Sunday it does not have any illusions about whether North Korea is preparing to resume missile testing, but National Security Advisor John Bolton told ABC News he would not assess commercial satellite imagery suggesting that the North is assembling a new rocket. He says the United States relies on its own satellite surveillance and draws its own conclusions from those images. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says President Trump will call for a 5% across-the-board cut in domestic government spending in 2020 when he proposes his new budget to Congress on Monday. Kudlow told the Fox News Sunday program that some of the recent budget deals have not been favorable towards spending, so I think it's exactly the right prescription. Trump's third budget proposal during his presidency is expected to draw wide opposition from Democratic lawmakers and even from some Republicans. U.S. President Donald Trump's national security advisor on Sunday also weighed in on Venezuela's raging power struggle between the embattled ruler Nicolas Maduro and opposition leader Juan Guaido. He's recognized by much of the international community as interim president. Bolton told ABC, "I hope Maduro's future consists of living on a nice beach somewhere far from Venezuela." Bolton said momentum is on Guaido's side, but he said that it will be Venezuelans who make sure that the opposition leader prevails. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.